Anton pressed a finger to her lips, stopping her words and drawing her attention to his exotic eyes. I didn't request a female. For your own good, you need to leave. Now, before I decide to teach you a lesson. Nyx licked her lips. The tip of her tongue touched Anton's skin. His flavor hit her. It reminded her of something rich and sinful. Chocolate came to mind. She loved chocolate. No. You requested a secretary, any species or sex. I fit those requirements, plus I can take notes. I'm not leaving until you give me a chance to prove myself. Anton turned away from her and poured his drink, foregoing the ice. I'd given up on that ad. It's been on the boards for some time with no applicants. Close to a year. Grinning, she dropped her gaze to stare at Anton's expensive but worn shoes while she got herself together. Anton's scent messed with her head, leaving her too aroused for this encounter. Some of the lust could be blamed on her hormones. Not all. Anton drew her in a way other unmated males she'd met hadn't. Maybe because he was a royal. Or maybe because he was deliciously hot. Really? That long? Anton grunted. Time flies. Yes. I've been checking the listing regularly. This was the first opportunity I had to apply, so I'm grateful it's still open. If you were interested in secretarial work, why wait so long? It was her turn to step away. She walked to the open cabinet and closed the doors. The moment gave her a chance to settle her nerves. She was about to tell a lie, the first of many. With the way Anton affected her, she didn't know if she could keep the deception from showing in her eyes. She'd have to practice. No better time than the present. My guardian insisted I remain on our estate until after I matured. You did so recently? Nyx inclined her head. Last full moon. A week ago. Was that shock in Anton's voice? Or revulsion? She glanced over her shoulder. Neither emotion showed in his expression. Nothing did. Yes? Is that a problem?